I'd like to call in for a free reading at BBS Radio. The number is Canada and the U.S., 1-877-876-5227, and international, 1-530-876-3222. And if you'd like to contact me in private, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. It's the only email I use. Remember the underscore, goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And I'm here three nights a week, midnight, Eastern Standard Time, Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursdays. And I think we got a caller already, so I'll go right to the caller. Hello, caller. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. What's your first name?
My name is Janine.
What was that?
Janine.
I had a hard time hearing it. Janine?
Yeah, my name is Janine.
Janine. Okay, where are you calling from?
Calling you from Nebraska.
Wow. I think that's the first one from Nebraska. You're a regular listener?
My cousin just told me about it. I just found you.
Oh, good. Word of mouth.
Yes, word of mouth. She just told me about you just a few minutes ago, and I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to get on. I called it. I got right on.
Good. Fantastic. I like word of mouth. Last 10 years, it's been word of mouth and grassroots. I think that's the most exciting.
I just found you on the Internet, too, so.
Yeah, worldwide. Hearing it all around the world.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like that. I enjoy that. I like the AM, FM thing and satellite, but you can't beat Internet worldwide.
That is pretty good.
Okay. Janine, you know, what I'm feeling with you is that there's, all right, first of all, did you just start a relationship or just meet somebody, or are you already in one?
I'm in one, and it's somebody that I've known for, like, a long time.
Okay.
But we just started the relationship.
Okay, because I was hearing you just started a, you either just started one or somebody close to you just did, and then you're validating that that's, what's going on. Don't get frustrated. I don't know how it's going with the relationship, the renewal of it, but I feel like there may be some uncertainty with it, but don't let it throw you just
okay.
yet. Don't give up on it just yet. I would give it at least 30 days before I really started making any concrete decisions with it. So if there is some issues, just sit. What I'm hearing is to take a wait-and-see attitude, enjoy it, run with it, let it unfold, and if there is anything going on, don't give up with it just yet, because it could straighten itself out or get a lot better for you. So if there is something...
Thank you.
Okay, I mean...
I really appreciate that.
I'm just getting a feeling like there may be some doubts or some issues or, you know, so don't let it throw you.
That's exactly what's going on. That's exactly right.
Okay, and I feel like that's what you wanted to hear, too.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear, too.
See?
It's right.
That's why we call it your inner thoughts. That's where it all starts, your inner thoughts.
I really like this guy. I think the apprehensiveness comes somewhat from both of us because we're older now and we've been through a lot.
Exactly what I'm being shown. And there's some... It may appear to be insincerity, but it's more of being cautious and really searching within. You're really trying to figure if this is the right time and will it work this time and will it be better and what direction it's going. So some of this may be disguised by insincerity or maybe lack of, and it's not really that. It's more, there's some soul searching going on and some deep thoughts. and it might disguise itself as maybe, you know, there's some things wrong, but I don't feel like there's anything wrong at this time.
Yeah, that, well, one of my family members is trying to interfere, too, so that was the other issue that I was worried about.
You just took my next validation away. But let me go on. And the emotions are high, and it could be a little confusing, and like you just validated, I'm feeling like there may be other people around you that is kind of getting in the way or interfering. So and you validated that. So the best way to handle everything involved with the relationship right now is to take a wait-and-see approach. It won't hurt you, I don't think.
Okay.
And I feel like that if you can give it, like, until the end of June, things are going to be clearer and understandable, I'm hearing, to tell you, more understandable. And, like, you and him will sort your feelings out, and it'll fall into place. So the wait-and-see attitude won't hurt you.
Good.
Let me see. Keep the emotions in check. Try not to get overwhelmed. Like, don't let little words or little actions throw you too deeply. I just feel like I don't want to get frustrated just yet. And I don't want to get flustered. You know that feeling like
yes.
You're, like something was said or done and you're reading it the wrong way and it could blow into a bigger thing that could get in the way. So whatever happens between now and the end of June, take it with a grain of salt and just let things unfold naturally. That would be the best way of handling it.
Thank you.
Let me see here. Okay, now my finances. I want to stay on top of my finances also, especially towards the end of June.
Okay.
I feel like they're going to get better, but I feel like I need to watch what's going on around me. I feel like I need to be cautious with my finances at least for the next 2 weeks. Especially
okay.
For the next 2 weeks. Be cautious with your finances. And I feel like as you go towards the end of June, they should improve.
Okay.
But I want to be up until, just give it to the end of June with your finances, too. Be careful what you spend, who borrows, who you lend from. I'm also hearing that I got some interesting mail coming. They're waving mail at me, so that always puts me on point to watch my mail. So something interesting may come through the mail. I feel like I might be waiting for something.
Okay.
Through the mail, or waiting for an answer or an approval, or but something with the mail. And then
okay.
I'm feeling like there may be some plans, like travel plans or visiting plans, or between now and the end of June that might get delayed or canceled. So if you have any plans, you want to double check everything.
Okay.
I feel like there's a delay due to miscommunication or somebody not doing what they were supposed to do. And maybe something there wasn't a connection made somewhere. So I just feel like due to somebody not doing what they were supposed to do, maybe things got a little confused.
Okay.
Now, I'm also getting, for some reason with you, a connection to art. I don't know. They show me art for writers and musicians and even readers, anybody that entertains or has the ability to entertain. So that, and I feel like there is something within you that could be, there is some type of artistic talent that could be actually combined with spirituality, I'm feeling.
Huh.
Yeah, metaphysics. I don't. Do you have an interest in metaphysics? You do any crafts or drawing or?
Yes, I do. I do. I have a deep interest in it.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. What did you say?
I do have a deep interest in it.
Okay. And do you draw and do crafts and?
I do a lot of beadwork.
Oh. Okay. Very spiritual connection to the beads. You
must, yes.
Do you pray and meditate while you're doing this? Or?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, very powerful.
Yeah, and there are certain times when I can't go near it because the energy isn't right, and I don't do it unless the energy is right.
Right. Right? I feel like your beads are, they can almost talk to you in a way. They would be healing for anybody that could get something that you made. And they want you to continue this. I'm feeling like I can channel my spiritual abilities and my imagination into my artwork, which would be your crafts and beads. And I feel a very strong connection to your beads. So continue doing that.
Okay.
There's going to be some rewards there, and I believe you're going to experience an increase in the connection to spirit while you're working on your art and your beads. Okay?
Thank you.
They're showing me, I'm getting this channel through into my art, and the channel is carrying healing energy. So I believe your arts and crafts is very comforting, if not healing. It would be a pleasure to have some of your work and be able to call it your own. Now, is anybody, are you looking for, I'm getting an increase of finances towards the end of June. Could be associated with another job or better job.
Yeah, there is an offer there.
Okay, I feel really good about it. And I'm hearing a better job. The money's associated with a better job, and it's going to be a step up in financial position.
Yes.
And they're showing me the letter again, so there may be communication with this job coming through, maybe email or the snail mail, but the communication is being delivered to me. So do keep an eye on your mail.
Okay.
And I'm hearing the news is good. The news that's being delivered to me pertaining to the job and finances is exciting, and it's good for me. Okay? And I might even want to consider, I feel like I want to even go a step further and maybe even venture into some type of a business or an interest on the side where I can increase my finances also.
Huh.
So keep an eye out. There's a hint of that.
Okay.
Just a hint of it towards the end of June. So somewhere around between now and the end of June, something might come your way where you can do something on the side also. But I do feel you going into the end of June being very happy with not only your relationships, but with your financial situation and the job offer. And just overall, I feel very happy and excited about
life
and things that are going on for me. Okay, and that's about all I'm getting for you. I get some numbers, and I'll give them to you. They're 18 and 1
okay.
and 2. Seems to be important for you. I tell people, everybody says, well, what are they? And I tell them, it could be birthdays or death days of somebody in spirit that was connected to the reading, or put a dollar on it, or put it through numerology. There's a lot of things you can do with numbers. They're powerful. So
Thank you. Do
what you'd like with them. And thank you for calling the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Tell your friends about us.
I will do that.
BBS, Mike Goger, and your inner thoughts.
I got it.
Tell everyone. Email everybody and tell
them. I will do that.
All righty.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling the show.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, if you'd, we appreciate comments here at BBS and for my show. I would like to know who's listening and what you want to hear and how you want to hear it. And the addy here is contact@blogginservice.com. It's deeply appreciated. Hi, caller.
I'll put them on.
Okay, Don, thank you. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Howdy. My name is Michael, and I'm from Oregon.
Good. Another. I think that's the first one, too, Oregon. Oregon. I like to know where the call is coming from because it's so interesting. It's all around the world, and it's a pleasure to hear from so many people from so many different places. Okay. Another Michael, too. That's a good thing.
Yes, sir.
Michaels are good. Okay, Michael, I'm just jumping right off with the work world for you. I keep hearing boss, boss supervisor. Are you a boss or a supervisor? Or?
No, no. I've got a great boss, actually.
Okay, so there's a connection with you and your supervisor, then your boss. There will be a lot of probably interaction with your boss for some reason between now and the end of June. I really feel like I'm bonding with him and connecting with him or doing something special. I feel like he's supporting me in some type of an endeavor. I don't know if he's choosing you for something special or he's hoping that you go in the direction that he wants you to go in, or you... you know, it's almost like I wouldn't be surprised. Is there a chance where you would be promoted or offered a supervisor?
That's a good question. I work as a field service rep, and I'm not sure if I'd want a quote-unquote promotion because that would take me back to the main office. But maybe it's a pay raise or something we have scheduled coming up for reviews.
Yeah, it could be. It could definitely be a promotion or a raise. And and you're right about the employer. I can feel your connection to him and then the connection from him to you. So I don't believe there's any worries there at all. And I am, well, you validated that already. I am hearing sales. I don't know if it's sales you're in, but I'm hearing a connection to sales, and there is travel. I believe you said you're in the field, so that must mean travel.
Yeah, I work in the area. I repair machines and stuff.
Okay, do you travel at all? Because you may...
Not a very long distance, no, just basically within a county, so it's not a lot of traveling.
Okay, maybe there'll
but
be...
maybe there's new opportunities, huh?
Yeah? Oh, yeah, definitely with you. Your work world and finances, as far as I'm concerned, are always going to be win-win. I'm getting nothing but positive stuff, and everything about you is work and business and finances and the work world right now. Let me just pick through some of the stuff I'm hearing. I keep hearing manager, too, so I wouldn't be surprised if you get some type of increase or an offer. I keep hearing you would make an excellent manager, and it's notable. There's going to be a continuous increase in influence and rewards from your business and work world. They're showing me a ladder, and I'm just moving up the ladder. They're saying he's moving up the ladder, so you're definitely in the right field, and I believe in the right position at this time. I feel like it's going to bring you more benefits and increases. If you're wondering whether you should stay or continue, I feel like I would stay with it and definitely continue and enjoy yourself, because I feel like you're going to do well. Now, for some reason, I'm feeling government, state. I don't know if you do anything with government or state.
Yes, I do work for the state.
Okay, because I'm feeling government and state, I'm hearing. And there seems to be an increase there, too, in influence. And you're definitely being noticed, I believe. And good things will be coming from that end also with the state or government and politics. I feel like politics may play a role somewhere in your professional life, so be open to that fact that politics mean a lot, and be alert to what's going on around you in that situation. And also with the community, I feel like maybe you may be doing something soon, or you already do in the community. I don't know if it's with kids or charity or something in your hometown. You may see something like this coming for you too. And I believe it would be good for you. If
okay.
Something like that did come along or an offer, do jump on it, because I feel like I'm reaping rewards from that too, and being noticed and respected for it also.
Okay.
So, and I feel like this is in my hometown. I'm hearing community, connection in the a position and a connection in the community, and it could take many different shapes. Very high IQ. I don't know if you noted for your intelligence or your education, but I feel like you can rely heavily on your intelligence, more so than on emotions and gut reaction. Usually I tell people to listen to their gut reaction or intuitive abilities, but in your case, you can rely heavily on your reasoning and your intelligence. They serve you well. And between now and the end of June, try not to make any emotional decisions. I would stick strictly to the facts in all my decision making. I might even be tempted to get emotional and think when I'm emotional and try to avoid that. It's a little bit of a heads up between now and the end of June.
All right.
And it happens, and it comes out of nowhere, and hopefully a light bulb will go off, and you'll be able to sleep on it and think things out instead of reacting emotionally. I feel as though, almost like you have a side interest that you want to advance in, or hoping that you can, was somebody helping you accomplish something in the business and financial world also. And I feel like it may be in the workplace. You have a lot of allies in the workplace also. And I do believe this is your boss. I keep hearing boss over and over with you. And I feel like he is looking out for you and he is going to help you with your future. I don't know if this makes sense or you feel it, but I feel like he likes you and he is going to pull some strings, to put it in layman terms anyway. And it's coming from the working environment. It is a supervisor or a boss, and I feel like I'm staying in and I'm being pulled deeper into sales, communicating, and marketing. So remember this as life goes on. I feel like you do have some talents there for marketing and communications also.
Okay.
Not only just sales. And you may be pulled into the marketing and the communicating of whatever it is you're into. Not only just the sales, but the marketing and the communicating. And I feel like this is going to be an opportunity. And I believe it's going to be directed to you from a higher authority in the workplace now. So I would pay attention to my supervisors and my employer and whatever offers they have or ideas that they're throwing at you. Okay? Because I feel like it'll serve you well. And it'll do you. They want to take care of you, and they're going to. I feel like you're going to stay in the same field, but you're doing it a little bit differently. It's going to be an offer and an opportunity, and it's going to come about through the people that like you there pulling strings for you. So be alert for that. You may see this developing by the end of June. Okay, Michael?
Okay.
And that's about all I'm getting right now on you. I am getting some numbers for you. I got a 4 and a 14 and a 16 for you. And that's about it. But, you know, they keep making me feel like someday you're going to be the boss. So keep that in mind. And keep it in your heart, because I believe you're headed there, and you will be the man someday in your field.
Okay.
Okay, buddy?
Thank you very, very much.
All right. I hope I helped you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Tell your friends about us.
Will do. Thank you very much. Have a great evening.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call for a reading, 1-877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. and Canada. Internationally, it's 1-530-876-3222. And I am available in private if you'd like to contact me for a private reading. It's going within. _2@yahoo.com. Thank you, Don. Thank you. Hello, caller.
Hi, it's Sherry from Nova Scotia.
Hi, I missed that. Can you say that again? Stacy from Nova Scotia?
No, Shay from Nova Scotia.
Get out of here.
No, I'm not. It's me.
What are you doing awake?
I knew you wouldn't think I would be up.
Oh, what a thrill. I'm glad you can't. Oh, my God. This is fantastic. I love you.
I know.
Okay. If anybody's wondering, Shay is my webmaster and a very good friend. And I'm thrilled that she got through and that I'm able to do this for her. You ready, Shay?
I'm ready.
Let's see what we got for you. Boy, you sound so different on the phone.
I'm nerved.
You could have fooled me. You could have got away with it.
I wasn't going to tell you, but then I thought, no, I better.
Oh, my, you sound so different. Okay, listen, I am getting a kind of like a, I'm hearing a turning point with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel as though that things have been a little kind of like same-o, stuck in the sand, kind of suspended. You want to move forward, but, and that's coming to an end. I feel like you're about to have a lot of different things start moving for you.
Thank goodness. It's been a rut.
Yeah. Different experiences coming through for you. And with it, a turning point. So you're definitely in a turning point in your life.
Oh, good.
I am pulling towards finances and business. Hang on a second, Shane. All right. This is going to be in within, too, attitude and in spirit. You're going to have a turning point also in the way you feel about things and people.
Yeah, I need that, too.
I'm feeling that. You're in the cycle now, and you will start noticing it. And it's going to start within, and I'm feeling uplifted. I'm feeling it's a very positive feeling. There's more positivity with this. Like you're able to shake off the doldrums and the negativity that does come your way between now and the end of June.
Oh, good.
Okay. I'm getting much more spiritual, much more philosophical. It means a lot to me. I'm just viewing different things and people in a different way. And it's philosophically and spiritually based, the thoughts. Now, spiritual outlook is going to mean a lot more to you. You're going to find yourself dealing more in the spiritual. Understanding, too, the way of life, like sacrifice is a blessing, and this type of thought pattern is coming up. Now, I feel as though there may be a situation or a relationship around you that might have been a little negative or bothering you, and I feel like that's going to end too. This might be a friendship or a neighbor or somebody that's been irritating or bothering you, or just it's just not right for you.
Yeah, but it has started to come to an end. You're right.
Yeah, I feel that it's definitely going to end. It's moving away. They're showing me the energy moving out, so it's definitely going to end, and it won't be there to bother you no more.
Oh, good.
Now, you got a lot of stuff around you here. Hang on for a second. Just hearing some. They want you to remember that everything is for a reason. This message keeps coming through that everything is for a reason and that everything has a lesson in it. They want you, I know you already know that, but they want you to dwell on that and remember it at all times, that everything that you do go through is a lesson, and there is something to be learned from it. Now, I'm also feeling, they're showing me, I'm getting business paperwork, phones, I got business going on here, negotiations. I feel like things are going to be settled by the end of June.
Oh, good.
I feel like there's been some aggravation back and forth and tit for tat, and some things have been slow or stalled. And I feel like what I'm hearing is struggles in negotiations are going to be solved.
Oh, good.
Okay. After the aggravation that's been connected to it, you move through it, and things are settled and decided upon. And I'm hearing a good outcome for you with this, with the decisions and the settlement. So the outcome is going to be good. Endurance is all you need. You just need to focus on endurance and let that be your focus as you go through life. Everything else you need is there, I'm hearing. You will get where you want to be, and you will get the answers and the final outcome that you're expecting.
Oh, good.
Okay, this is to be yours, I'm hearing. And I'm also hearing like there may be some plans that may be delayed or canceled. Now, I'm being pulled to like the end of June with this, so it could be a simple little journey or trip or something around town, some type of a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Some appointment or a plan, and it's delayed or canceled, and you may be dealing with that too. And just know as you're making plans or appointments throughout the next 30 days that it may be delayed or even canceled or rescheduled. I feel really good about the cycle that you're in. It has an energy of it has an uplifting energy for you. So you can expect to start feeling better mentally and emotionally also. And I feel like this goes out not only to you but to the home and the family and the relationship, the husband and the children. I just feel like an overall uplifting cycle coming to you and your family and your home. So and then a turnaround. It's like you got through it, and it's better, and you're going to enjoy the cycle and the energy that's coming to you. So it's just an overall uplifting type feeling to you and everybody in your realm that's close to you. And it's going to continue right up until the end of June. And I also feel that opportunity and offers are going to be there. It's not like you're going to be, things aren't going to be slow for you. I feel like they're going to be busy, and you're going to be moving forward, and it's going to be focused on getting ahead financially and with a lot of loose ends that I have around me. A lot of loose ends are being tied here.
Oh, excellent. There's so many.
And I just, that's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling like I got so many loose ends. It's getting to the point where it's confusing me or aggravating me. And the loose ends, they're showing me loose ends being tied into a knot, so I know a lot of your details and affairs are going to be finalized and settled.
Oh, good.
And you're going to start, especially towards the end of June. There's a lot of it there at the end of June, a lot of knots being tied, so I feel as though you're going to probably starting real soon start feeling the uplifting, and then you're going to see the finalizing of a lot of open issues that need to be closed and settled.
I think the uplifting has already started.
Yeah?
I couldn't sleep tonight. I had to get up and call.
See? It's already starting.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
I got some numbers for you.
Oh, excellent.
I got 12 and a 5 and an 8.
Okay.
And I feel the husband being very busy too. And I feel the husband, it's his friends or coworkers or his whatever he does socially.
Mm-hmm.
Also a lot of activity with him, a lot of bonding with the husband's friends and his social circle and coworkers and outside the house in the community. So I'm going to expect some of that, too, I'm feeling.
That already started.
Yeah, I'm feeling this. And it's going to... He's going to enjoy it. And he's going to be busy. So leave him alone. Let him have fun.
Hey,
I just feel
busy makes the wife happy.
That's right. So he's happy, you're happy, everybody's happy, right?
Exactly.
And you're going to see him getting busy in town and socially and with buddies type thing going on.
Oh, good.
Okay. And that's about all I'm getting for you right now, Shay.
Well, I got to tell you, it's a pleasure to finally get through.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad you did. This made my night. I love it when people I know call, or hometown people call, and it uplifts me.
Well, you uplift so many people.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Thank you, Shay. We're just starting. They haven't seen nothing yet.
I know.
Okay, Shay, I'll let you go, and I'll probably talk to you later, maybe.
Well, I'll probably be up now. I'm well wound up.
Okay. How do I sound?
You sound awesome, as like I've always said. Like, you sound really good.
Good. That's all I care about.
Now
that and helping people.
Oh, helping people. Unbelievable what you've done for me over the past 3.5 years. Amazing. Guys, he is spot on every reading. Never misses.
Thank you, Shay. I appreciate that. I love doing it.
I know, and you're so good at it.
Thank you, Shay.
You're welcome.
I'll talk to you soon. You have a good night.
You too. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call, 1-877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. and Canada. It's toll-free. Internationally, it's 1-530-876-3222. And while I'm waiting for a call, I'd like to tell everybody that's listening, I do have a Yahoo group. I do several chat room shows live on voice, all free for the membership. You get notified by email, and we meet in the chat room, and I do what I'm doing now, but I do it for 3-4 hours sometimes, 2-3 times a week. And everybody is welcome. All you need to do is just go to Yahoo Groups and search Michael Goger, and it'll bring you right to the group.
Okay, we have a caller.
Thank you, Don.
I'll put him on.
Thank you. Hello, caller.
Hey, Mike. Who was that?
That was a mixer, I think.
Oh, okay.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good tonight.
What's your name?
My name is Chris.
Chris? Good.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Chris. You telling your friends about us?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Good.
Got a few trying to call in, too. Yeah.
Good. I appreciate it. I like that. That's what I need, exposure. Tell everybody about Your Inner Thoughts and BBS Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Chris. I feel like I had you before here with my guides. I read you before. I'm feeling...
Yeah, I think you did, yep.
Okay. There's been a definite expansion in your world. It involved moving.
Okay.
I feel like it was out of state, overseas, or it was a significant move for you.
Yeah, I was out of my parents' place. I was there for a while, and I moved a few months ago, and then I moved again, actually, with a friend to rent. I'm renting from a friend now, and I'm saving me money, so it's like I moved actually twice.
Okay, good, because I feel I feel like relocating was a significant and an issue, and you've been through it, and you're validating that.
Hope I don't have to do it too much. Okay.
Well, good question.
Yeah.
Good question.
It's a big job or something. Sure,
nah.
I know it.
Now you got me second guessing my imagery. Is it a possibility you're going to move?
Well, if I have a kind of a job I'm looking to get, if I get that particular job, then if I get that much money for that, I would consider it,
Okay.
It would be a pretty good paycheck if I get that job, and I would probably consider it.
Okay, because they're giving me so much moving stuff here that I'm having a hard time feeling like I just went through it, or I'm going to do it, or it's just like laying over me.
I hope I don't get kicked out where I'm at, something like that. My choice.
No, I don't feel that. I don't feel that. I feel good stuff for you.
Oh, good. Okay.
But moving and relocating, it just like hangs with you. It's either you've done it so much and it's
recently
on your mind.
Yeah.
Like you might have to do it again, or you're worried about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're valid.
I was like a female roommate, and then there's a guy that she's with now. That's cool, we're just friends. I'm just friends anyway. But then I think, geez, what if one day she's decided to tell me to leave, because of that, because I hope that doesn't happen soon, I'll get that other job, you know, if I get it.
Right. I'm feeling good with the job. I really am.
Okay.
I'm feeling good.
I put an application in for last week, and there's only one position open in that to pick up a job, and I hope, you know.
Hopefully take me. Well, I hope it goes well with you, because I am feeling good, and I'm feeling, if you're looking for... Looking for or in need of a job.
Yeah.
I feel like it's coming to me.
What type of job?
I feel entertainment or service to the public, or people are enjoying themselves. I hear laughing and I hear... I'm hearing smoking, drinking, music.
That sounds like a job I'm looking for,
Okay, and you do have talent in that field, so if you don't get this one, definitely target that field.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to get, yeah, that's the job you're talking about, the one I'm looking at,
Yes, and you are headed for good fortune. They're saying, tell him good fortune will shine on him.
Like money, or? Like,
In many different areas. I feel people being proud of me, and just the fact that I'm doing good is attracting people to me.
Right. Okay.
And I feel like it's coming from friends and family, people being proud of me and admiring
me
for what I accomplished. I feel like I accomplished things that...
Yeah,
I feel like the family and friends, they're admiring what I accomplished.
Right.
So one way or another, you're definitely on the right track and headed in the right direction.
Am I catching the eye of any ladies or any top possibilities?
Well, you know, I want to go spiritually with you for some reason, and inner peace. I feel like you could use some inner peace.
Yeah, I get depressed quite a bit here, and I wonder what's going on. And
I feel very turbulent inside me.
Yeah, I am. I have been.
Yeah, emotionally and spiritually and mentally.
Things are going fast enough. I wonder if they will happen, you know.
I'm being prompted to meditate and pray. I don't know how you feel about this.
Oh, yeah, I do. I believe in that. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I would incorporate it a little more into my life, the meditating and the prayer.
Okay.
Because I believe you're so talented and you're going to do so well.
Right.
But you need to calm that storm down that's within you.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Because emotions are like the weather. And when you see people in a rage or having a breakdown, they're actually having an emotional storm.
Okay.
And you can see them coming, and you can feel them going, and you can feel it when it hits. And
I've had a lot of tension trying to get rid of it, you know.
It is. And if you can just focus on your breath and on whatever you call God... and communicate with it a little bit more, I believe it would help you kind of quell that turbulence that's within you.
One question. There's this about 3 years ago, there's this young woman I became acquainted with, and I thought I had good feelings about her, and then something happened. She kind of just stopped talking, kind of disappeared, and lately, but like this past year, I've been trying to really get past that. Do you have any idea what happened to that person, or?
I almost want to say she moved overseas or went into the military. I don't know if that's possible or not.
Actually, I know the fact that she's some kind of a trainer, like a fitness trainer type person.
Oh. I feel like she really went in different directions in her life.
I just saw some public information that said that she, she's teaching training classes, like physical training classes or whatever.
Wow. Interesting. I feel like she expanded, and I feel like she's nowhere in the area where you knew her.
Okay.
So you would probably have to do a lot of searching to contact her.
Oh, I know. She's like an hour and a half away. I know where she is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's public knowledge. You can join one of her classes. You can look it up and do it. You know, it's like public information. But
I see. What are you thinking about, contacting her?
Well, I thought about it, and I just wondered, I've been trying to, I thought, maybe she's really... really gone, really just kind of tossed me aside and thought, maybe I'm supposed to get over this. And I always wondered, for closure purposes or if it would return, but...
I would try to contact her and be tasteful and appropriate about it.
Yeah.
Because, I tell people when they're thinking about somebody like that, they're being pulled to... that is a reason for it. They're being pulled.
Yeah, I remember talking for a while. It was like 3 years ago, and then we just sort of stopped, and it kind of really hurt me. I was like, oh man, what happened to this person?
Right.
That was it. And then,
right. Well, when you were When you were asking me about her, I felt very busy with her, and she has...
She was very busy, I remember, and I know, just from the public info, I don't know, it sounds like she would have been busy already before she got, you know.
That's what I'm hearing, like, she's very, very busy and has a very interesting life, so like I said, be appropriate and tasteful.
So would there be a return of her, or that person, or no?
Too far away to tell and too distant right now. With you, it's a lot of it is where I'm headed and what am I going to do and where am I going to wind up and business and work and living and the home. It's you're surrounded with this stuff.
Right.
And I tell people that you got to work through certain cycles in order for another cycle to begin.
That's right, yeah.
And you need to clear out the instability of your home and your employment before I would even think about tackling my relationship or romance.
Oh, right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get to, yeah.
I mean, you can do it all if you want, and a lot of people do take it all on at one time, but if you really want inner peace and comfort and peace in your life, I always recommend completing a cycle and then going into the cycle that's coming to you.
Right.
So, I mean, it's like somebody that's separating and they're worrying about their new lover already. I mean, let's get separated first and then worry about the new lover.
Well, like, that person I'm trying to, like, sort of get past or trying to get over it. And because I find being a single person for so long, I think, I wonder what happened to that person. And I really can't let myself do that because it gets into my head. And it's like,
because
I go ahead and think it. Have a new, you know, sort of a new one I'm interested in, but I'm trying to get past the other one, you know. But
exactly.
And I don't know if the other one I'm interested in now is interested back. I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, I'm marketing myself as an intuitive consultant, and I would tell you to straighten out your employment and your living situation first.
Okay.
And then worry about a relationship.
Sure.
Now, if one comes along to you while you're doing this, that's fine. But don't actively go after it.
Oh, sure. Okay, that's what I'm sort of doing. So it's sort of driving me crazy to actively go after anything, you know?
No, I would focus on my employment, and then once I got straight there, then I would focus on my living situation.
So do you see anything like that drifting my way, though? Or, you know, if I'm not looking for...
You know, I feel like you're always going to be okay. I feel like you're... I feel like you. The feeling that I'm getting from you is that what you need in life is basically going to be brought to you in a way.
Okay.
But you seem to get in the way of it a lot.
With
your thoughts and your erraticness.
I can see that. Yeah.
If you would just sit and relax.
Okay.
And announce to the universe, this is what I'd like, and I'm ready and I'm open for it.
Right.
I think you would find things running a lot smoother for you.
Yeah, because I get very impatient. I mean,
I've
been kind of dull for a lot of years, and I mean, just like these past years, I'm really, really good at a lot of changes and stuff, but it's still kind of too slow. In a way, it's too slow for me. Again, I'm sitting too long, and I feel like I can't do anything about my current state, and I have to wait for the next step because I put things into place, but I have to sort of wait for them to grow, so to speak. And,
right.
You know, I'm impatient with that, and...
Yes, and that gets in the way of things flowing, being in
I get bummed out. I get depressed a lot, too. This past weekend was horrible. Just,
you know,
I wanted to go, nothing to do. I had to work all weekend and stuff. I was like, geez.
Right. You know, when I want something in life myself, I go out into the woods and I meditate and pray.
Yep.
And then I announce to the universe what it is I desire and that I am ready for and willing to accept it.
Yeah.
And that's the end of it. I don't worry about it no more. Mm-hmm. And I have furniture come to me. I have friends come. You'd be surprised what the universe will bring to you if you just get out of the way and let it do its job.
Okay.
And with you, it's very important.
Okay.
And I think
How do you get out of the way then? Just meditate and just...
Meditate and prayer.
Prayer, okay.
A 10-minute prayer. Sit for 5 minutes and focus on your breath.
Okay.
That's the beginning right there.
Okay.
While you're focusing on your breath... Your spirit is doing. Your spirit is interacting with the universe and doing what it needs to do.
Okay.
Okay. Now, one other thing I'll give you, and I'll let you go.
Sure.
I'm getting, I feel like I'm visiting somebody or somebody's going to visit me. Visiting is going to be important between now and the end of June. So you might have a visitor or you might get an offer to visit someone.
Okay. For like,
and,
like,
okay.
Visit.
Now, I'm also getting, I feel like I'm on the phone. I feel like I'm communicating through the mail. I'm running here, running there. I feel like I'm going to be busy between now and the end of June.
Okay.
Sort of like taking care of business and getting things done that I got to get done. I'm going to be busy communicating and taking care of life. So you can expect a very busy 30 days.
Okay. So what would the visit to be? Or who would this person be?
Boy, there's that moving again, too. Boy, I almost want to say you're going to move again.
Nope.
And I feel like it's connected to work and finances.
Because if I get the job I'm getting to, I'm going to get a fat paycheck, and then I would consider it. Then I would see what kind of money's flowing in, and I would think, that's what I got now.
I would expect that. I look forward to that and plan that, because I do feel like you're going to have to move one more time.
Okay.
And I feel like it's going to be centered around finances and employment.
Okay.
Like I either have to move because of the job, or the job enables me to move, and you just
like moving
validated.
On up, kind of, hopefully.
Yeah, you just validated
right.
that,
yeah.
and you're in a cycle of change now. Your life is going to be changing quite a bit now and the end of June, and maybe even further on down the road. So, don't let that throw you or upset you. Change is good.
Yeah, all good changes. Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's changes that are geared towards your finances, employment, and your living situation.
Yeah, because I'm trying to repair credit and that kind of thing. I'm taking myself out of debt and all that crap now.
And you're on the right track. Continue doing it. You're doing the right thing, and it is coming to you, and it's just a matter of time. You have to be patient, and like I said, get out of the way and let's steer his job.
Okay,
because when you're worrying and you're frustrated, you're in the way of spirit.
Yeah, that's what I do a lot, too. Yeah, you're right.
A lot of people ask me, well, how do you do what you do? And I says, well, I get out of the way. And when I meditate, I take Michael Goger and I put him in a folder in my consciousness, and I have a clear channel to my higher self and my spirit guides.
Do you interpret dreams?
I do. People have, this is a small sample of what I can do. Right. I'm just starting publicly, really. I've been reading publicly for 10 years, but never like this in the media.
Like 3 nights ago, I was screaming in the middle of the night at 4 a.m. I woke my roommate, but I didn't even know I was doing it.
Huh.
What I was doing.
Wow.
I was yelling at somebody named Joe. And I didn't even know. I know I have an Aunt Joe and a friend Joe, but I wouldn't be yelling at those two people.
Wow. You know, just off the top of my head, I heard past life.
Okay.
So, you were probably connected to experiences from a past life, and Joe might have been somebody that you knew or...
Sounds like I was angry and I was fighting somebody or something. Like that.
But that's just off the top of my head. I don't specialize in dream interpretation, but I do dabble. I dabble in everything, so... But I'm listening to spirit, and when you said Joe, I heard past life.
Okay.
So I do believe that.
That's interesting.
And you'll get a lot of information in dream when we're dreaming, that we interact with spirit, our loved ones communicate with us, and we'll have experiences from past lives come through.
Yeah.
So just remember that.
Okay.
Okay. And
all right, thank you very much.
Listen, one more thing. Stay open to a younger male that automatically likes you. He likes to talk. He's funny, and I feel like he's going to be a connection in business for you and work.
Just a buddy, somebody I already know, or somebody
I feel like I'm going for the job and the people that I'm talking to, and there's one guy there that kind of like takes to you.
Okay.
And he may go out of his way to hook you up.
Yeah,
so if you go for an interview or something like this, and you have a connection with a younger male that likes to, and he's enjoying talking to you, kind of stay alert, because I feel like he may pull some strings for you.
Oh, to get me in, okay.
You know, like recommend you or put you on top of the pile or that
excellent.
Type of thing.
Okay,
buddy?
Yeah.
Take care, and you have a good night.
Okay, you too. Thank you very much.
Okay, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Okay, everybody. Remember, everyone, I'm here three nights a week, midnight, Eastern Standard Time, Sundays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and I'll be here as long as BBS allows me to. I love being here. I love doing what I'm doing, and I'm enjoying every second of it. I believe I got one more. I got one more reading here. If anybody's online, Don, I'll take one more reading. If not, I'll just keep talking until it's time to say goodnight. Okay.
No one's calling right now.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. I haven't experienced this.
Yeah.
What would I do?
Tough to say. You know, I had a couple of questions.
What do you got, Don? I'd love to read you.
Really?
Yeah. Let me just flow and see what comes out.
Okay.
All right?
You
good.
Got it.
You know, I've been thinking about this for days. I said to myself, I never offered Don a reading, and I would love to read him.
Oh, and, thank you.
And, okay, hang on for a second, Don. I'm feeling a change within you, too, Don. I feel much more spiritual for some reason. I feel like there's going to be an increase in thinking about life and reflecting on life and meditation and spirituality. I feel like I'm going a little deeper than I normally go, and it's almost going to surprise me a little bit. And I'm also feeling that I do feel a little tired, like I might have been, sometimes I take on too much. Or I might be heading into that, and I want to be on guard of that. I want to be careful I don't burn myself out. I want to pace myself. It's very important, I'm feeling, for you. And I'm feeling that if anybody has been ill around you, I feel like there will be an improvement, and that also will come through everybody kind of like falling back a little and looking at the grand picture of things and not letting it overwhelm me, keeping it in perspective. I feel like it's very important for you. And I'm also feeling like, you know, to be honest with you, I feel like you could use like a vacation. I feel as though it would do you wonders to just take a week off, even if you just sat home and relaxed. I feel like it would do you a world of good, and you may be in need of that without you even realizing it. But I just feel like my energy would be, I would be rejuvenated. I feel like I would be uplifted mentally. And actually, I would even plan, even if it's a weekend or a one-day getaway, I would go out of my way to make sure I got that between now and the end of June. I feel like it's very important for you. And I do believe you're going to find yourself being pulled deeper into spirit, above and beyond what you're accustomed to. And I'm also feeling that you're going to have an increase in experiences spiritually. And I feel like it's going to happen naturally. I feel like I don't have to do anything to make this happen. I feel like it's going to happen spontaneously. So do be alert to your intuitive side. I'm getting an expansion in intuition. I'm getting expansion in higher consciousness, a better connection to higher consciousness. And what I'm hearing is it's happening. It's happening now, and it's going to continue to happen, and it's going to be out of the ordinary. You're going to feel and know an inner knowing that something spiritually is happening to me. That's how I'm feeling with this. And like I said, at the same time, I really do recommend, even if it's a weekend away with some loved ones and family, or just relaxing, or even if you could just stay home with the shades down.
You're blowing my mind.
Let me finish.
No, you're blowing my mind. And because what you're saying, if for those who don't know, you are nailing me so hard up against the wall, it's spinning me around. You're right on. And
good.
Who gives you this information? Is it your guides, your spirit guides?
My spirit guides.
Because they're just giving you information that to me is right on. And it's funny, too, because you're so right. It's hard for me to...
I feel you, Don. I got an awesome... Me and you would be best friends.
I know that.
I think
that's a fact.
We would have a ball. Someday I hope we get to meet each other. I really do.
You know, funny you... You know the question I got on the air to ask you?
Well, let me finish.
You're weirding me out. You're so good at this.
Let me finish. I got a few more things I want to get out.
Okay.
Let me see. Maybe there's something else here that would interest you. Because what happens is it pools up, like at the top of my head, and it's like, if I don't let it through, I love you, man. You're a good guy.
I love you, too.
I am getting a little bit of, I want to, okay, I'm getting, okay, you know, I'm hearing I want to delegate, too. I feel like I'm going to be advised and get some help. And I feel like it's from somebody that knows what they're doing in the area that I need advice or direction in. So you do have an advisor either coming to you or around you now, and they're going to be very helpful to you. They may even play a role in taking some of the burden or the stress off of my shoulders or allowing me to take that weekend at the beach.
Wow.
Now,
It's funny you should say that. I'm getting the same impression. Exactly the same impression. I know what you're saying.
Good. And,
I see that. Right on. I asked for it, too, by the way.
Good.
I didn't even ask your guides. I mean, this was something I asked for dearly, and now the manifestation of that is now completing itself. I love it.
Definitely. And I think this is why they're telling me. They just want you to know that it's being heard and it's manifesting.
Oh, yes. I know it in every fiber of my being.
Yes. And you're...
I don't even know who and who they're putting in
awesome.
My path, and they're doing it, and they're doing it with a smile.
Awesome.
And with such tenderness and love, and they're opening me up to horizons I've never...
Yes.
It's...
And they're expert.
I'm
hearing expert, and I'm getting goose pimples from it. And when I get goose pimples, this means a lot. And it's what you need, and it's going, and it's, like I said, it's right. I would look for it almost like tomorrow or definitely by the within the next 30 days or the end of June anyway.
It's so intense.
It is. And I'm hearing sympathetic. This person not only is going to help you and good at what they do, but they're very sympathetic to your cause, and they're online with what it is you want to accomplish.
And,
okay, and
yes.
And also, okay, I want to use, due to, I say a low battery, I don't want to say you're stressed, I don't want to say you're under the gun, but I do want to say your battery might be a little low and it's from overwork or thinking too much, but I do feel that because of this, between now and the end of June, I also want to be cautious with my decision-making in business and my everyday world. And I don't want to be scared or worried, but I don't want to make any haphazard decision-makings. Don't let anybody bulldog you into making a decision when you're not in the mood to make a decision. This is what I'm trying to get through to you.
Yes.
So keep that in the back of your mind, and I got a feeling you may encounter this. You may.
I will, and I'll handle it correctly, and I know what you're telling me. And it's necessary. You're correct, and I have been told that several times by spirit.
Yes, and also there might have been a situation that almost like a friend, or there's some loneliness for some reason, like I miss somebody, or there's been a hole, and it's almost like maybe a friend had to move or may have to move, or there's somebody in my life or someone that was there at one time and I've been thinking about them and I kind of miss them and my thoughts go to them. And it stirs emotions in me. And I don't feel like it's anything major, but I do feel like I'm drifting to that once in a while.
Yes, very good.
Yes. Yes, and
you're very good, yes.
Thank you, Don. And
I love him dearly, miss him very much.
Yes, there is something there that someone there that I'm drifting to. And you're definitely gonna take a break and you're definitely going to be supercharged by it. There's going to be, actually, I feel like when I'm taking this break, like whether it's a weekend at the beach or whatever it may be, I'm going to experience some significant spiritual phenomena through either communicating with guides or visions or receiving guidance that I have been seeking, and it's going to be almost startling in a way, or profound, that's the word I want to use. And it's connected to taking a break. So while you're taking a break,
Can I explore that?
Yeah.
Can I ask if that would be... Because I'm leaving here for 4 days here next week.
Oh, my God. I'm right on the money.
Well, to Laguna Beach to meet...
Oh, my God.
To a nice spiritual relaxation and information gathering.
Oh, my God.
And I haven't decided whether I want to go. The hotels in Laguna Beach are all booked up and everything. And I'm wondering, should I go? Should I go through all that headache to just have Doug look after things here and get out and do it? Because it's supposed to be quite extraordinary, and I'm supposed to meet some important people, and I don't know. Is that what you...
They showed me the beach. They told me, tell them at least 2 days at the beach.
Yeah, okay, well, then that's probably it. I got to go then.
They showed me the beach and the ocean, and I'm also hearing financial security being attached to this. I don't know if it's going to help you financially or business-wise, but I feel like there may be a connection to an increase in business and finances also. So it's almost like you're going to be doing two things at one time, or at least creating connections or... getting into, I just feel as though that, first of all, things business-wise, I feel like I'm making connections with this, and I'm meeting people that are going to help me further my ambitions and what it is I want to accomplish, and it's combined with the beach and the ocean and relaxing. Now, when you go, I would be careful not to make it all business or work, number one. And number two, I wouldn't make any decisions while I'm there. I would want to come back and sleep on it. But I would keep the connection alive.
Gotcha.
And I am also feeling like, that this is a lot of it towards the end of June here, and I feel like after I do this, it opened up doors for me that's going to increase what it is I'm on my journey to do, whether it's business, finances, creating. A lot of creating is connected to this too. And but there is one heads up here, not to make this trip business, work, or money. It has to be a rejuvenation combined with what else you're doing.
Gotcha.
Because if you go down there just for business or money, you're going to get burned out.
Yes.
You got to have at least 2 days with you and your soul and your higher consciousness. It's a must. And if you can do that, it would be a win-win situation, and it would be just what you need. I really do feel it would be fantastic for you. And seeing that they showed me the beach and the ocean earlier in the reading, I'm leaning towards, actually, they're showing it to me again. Be open to a male with dark hair, connected to business, entertainment, and finances. I just got a feeling there's going to be a male with dark hair that's going to come into your realm, and right away it's going to be connections one way or another. Somebody with a connection or somebody that knows somebody, so be open to that while you're doing it.
Thank you.
Okay, buddy, I got some numbers. I got a 9, a 4, and a 5 for you. Okay?
9, 4, and 5.
Yeah? Maybe put a buck on it and see what happens. You might get lucky.
Wow, well, I'm amazed because the question I was going to ask you when I called in was that, can I read people? Because I'm feeling these. That's what I was going to ask you, because I've done a few readings now, and I seem to be nailing people, and I don't know.
Yep.
And the information's, like, coming to me, and it's just strange. I'm starting to understand personally what it means to communicate, to see, to feel, to harmonize with these energies, to allow them to express themselves and to communicate with them in one way or another, in very limited way yet. You know, I'm learning. It's just blowing my mind.
You are, and you're in a, and that's another thing that you're feeling. It's like a I think I said that earlier in your reading, that you were changing spiritually.
It's
happening naturally. It's, Don, you got no idea where you're headed for spiritually. You're a fantastic human being. Look at BBS Radio.
I love you. Yeah, I tell you, Michael, thank you.
Look at the goodness that you're doing in the world. I mean, just bringing me here so the world can hear me. I mean, where can you go and get psychic readings for free and have it done so compassionately, and all the other people that you have here that are teaching and helping people throughout the entire world. And you're doing on it. I would like to do what you're doing instead of what I'm doing, because you're doing it on such a grand scale. And God is using you like you're a major modem for His work on the planet, just by bringing people through and making it available for them and doing and you're increasing it and you're dwelling on it and you're becoming more, you're being pulled into the spiritual matters. And as you're developing as a reader, you definitely could be a reader. There's no doubt about it. I wouldn't recommend being a stage psychic like me, but as far as...
No, I wouldn't even want to be a reader.
It's
weird. I just noticed that how the things work little bit, but I think my destiny lies in a totally different arena, and I'm...
It does.
It
does.
I'm just so happy. To be able to be in service... And to touch these people's energies and to work with them and to be and see people change, and you're seeing, because it's funny, I was saying this to a lady before, I mean, every time I look, you see, you know, you start looking at life and people as just your savior in every moment. It's weird, I know, but it's just... It gets you to really respect the reflection.
It brings you to yourself.
It does.
You're constantly meeting yourself.
In weird ways.
In
beautiful ways. Such expression.
Everything is experience. All we are is experience. Experience, experiences. That's what we are. And you're doing it on a grand scale. And past lives with you, Don, you have been a healer and a teacher in many different past lives. And you're continuing it in this life. It might have been in different aspects, but you were a healer and a teacher. And it's very noticeable in spirit. When people are developing psychically, I tell them the first thing you need to do, once you start experiencing it, is to develop a reference system with your spirit guides. Like if I have a baby coming in a reading, I'll have two pairs of hands handing me a baby, and I know right away there's a new baby coming.
Yes.
That's how I talk to my guides. I have a reference system. And if there's a wedding, they'll show me a church and a wedding bell.
Yeah, I'm going to need to build one with them, aren't I?
And it's a process. It takes a while.
Is there a name for it? Because I feel so many different energies around me all the time, and they kind of, I don't know, do I always, it's almost like, I guess I do have the same main guide watching over with me, but.
You do. You
and
do.
Then I have maybe ones that there's like several main ones, one really main one, I think, and then there's others that come and go. I don't really know them by name. Sometimes I think about them. You know what I mean? I've visualized them and seen them. They've come to me in apparition form.
Right.
They've made themselves quite known.
Right.
Some of them have communicated with me in very weird ways.
Right.
But I don't, it's not like I know their name. I wish I did.
Right. Well, you know, everybody has a primary guide.
Yes.
That guide is with you throughout your experience. And they make a deal with you. They're coming in, they're going to be your co-pilot.
Right.
They're your primary guide. And the rest of the guides and spirit helpers will communicate through them. And they make it possible for it to happen.
So it's like a gatekeeper.
Like a gatekeeper, exactly.
Right.
And they're going to make sure that you're not going to be harmed on the spiritual side of yourself.
Yeah, think of the job that they do. I mean, you got to applaud those guys. I can just imagine mirroring or following along my journey.
Right.
And to have seen that, it might have probably been quite energetically overwhelming for my guide at times, I'll bet.
It is. It is for anybody. When I first started into this and my practices and my developments and the meditations, my visions and the experiences I had spiritually were so overwhelming, I didn't understand 80% of what I was seeing or hearing. And my guide was doing his best to stay with me and keep me centered so I would be able to understand some of it. And I wanted names. Names is a big thing. And Speaker, I call him Speaker. He is my primary guide.
Right.
I said to Speaker, I asked him, I said, what is your name? And he said, the first thing he said to me, does it matter?
Yes.
And
so you don't know your guide's name either?
He told me Speaker just to shut me up.
Oh, but you never found out. Like, I've never been told. I don't know. I've had people guess, but I've never really, you know, I've tried to figure it out. For the life of me, I can't get a name.
It's because you're not ready, they're not ready. And through your meditations, you're going to meet with your primary guide. And you're actually, I sit on a beach and I talk with my guide. He sits right alongside me and talks with me.
You think they would do something like that?
They will do that with anybody that puts their heart into it and focuses on it enough for it to happen.
And then they'll just meet with you like in a white room right there. Just
yes. Yes, you're going to develop a system where you're able to meet them, and you're going to communicate.
Kind of like Mork from, you remember that old movie?
Yeah.
Mork from Mork.
Yes.
And he communicates in this, like this.
Yes.
Egg.
Yes.
And he goes up there in like some, I don't know, in a weird spirit way, maybe communicates through this transmission.
Yes.
That kind of reminds me. That's a weird thought, isn't
it? it's like that. It could, you know, I get the impression when I'm there that it could be anything you want it to be.
I know, I get that impression too. It's exactly what makes it easiest for you.
Right.
Yes.
And what you can understand. They're not going to give you anything that you can't grasp.
They've taken me to places when I were younger that I remember sometimes.
It.
And they haven't done that. You know, I haven't met them since I've been older, you know, like you're saying. Like you vividly, you're introduced to them vividly. Let's call it vividly, because your awareness is so clear that you remember every detail. And you know what I mean?
Right.
And that hasn't happened to me since I was a child.
It will happen. And it will happen through meditation.
Well, I
recommend that everybody get to know the chakra system. It's very important. I go through my chakra system. I start with my root chakra. And I use it just like an elevator. I push a button. The door opens. I get in it. I push the second floor. It takes me to my second chakra. I check things out there, make sure everything's okay, and I go all the way up to my crown chakra. The door opens up. I open up into a garden. And then I had power animals come to me and guide me through the forest, and they took me to a beach. And then my guide came out and met me.
And you do this, that's how you do it.
That's exactly how I do it. That's part of it.
Do you do that every morning?
I do that before every reading. And I also, very important,
wow,
I thank
you. So you're getting a lot of protection during your readings, too.
Yes. I have absolutely no fear of my spiritual...
Right.
Of a lot of things. Fear will stop a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They want to meet it. They want to experience it, but they're a little afraid. Is it going to be the devil? Is it evil?
Yes.
What's going to happen? Will I be able to come back?
I had that fear, and then they've helped me overcome that.
They will help you overcome it.
Yes, but there is fear involved, because you read a lot of books that say if you astral travel and you break the connection, or some soul takes over your body, or... You know, or you lose your way, or the evil spirits out there are going to get you,
yep.
Or, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, be afraid, the aliens are afraid, those fears come back to haunt you.
They do, and they get in the way of your progress.
They do.
And they'll help you work through it.
Yes.
And there is some dangers, but it's danger of negativity and fear.
It's the fear that brings the danger.
Right, exactly.
Correct.
Exactly.
Correct. I'm understanding that. Correct.
Right. And,
I mean, to be all powerful is to just be love. There is no fear. You can't, nothing can harm you.
Nothing. Because we are born with a spiritual firewall.
Yes.
Now, right. I will admit, when you're experimenting and developing spiritually and psychically, you can compromise that firewall. Now, the way of making that better, or stopping it, or protecting it, would be through prayer. Before
yes.
before you start to meditate.
Asking.
A little bit of a prayer.
I know. I'm reminded of that. I do that every time before my meditations, just because it just felt like it's something I'm supposed to do. And every single time, I'm for some reason re-instructed to do it. If I forget, just right into my meditation, something will remind me. Interesting.
Yes. Very. Oh, I lost my voice for a minute.
Boy, you are so on. I'm stunned. I'm stunned.
I appreciate that. Oh, my. Oh, my God, I'm losing my voice. First nobody calls, now I lose my voice.
Now you lose your voice.
I'm okay, though.
Well,
I appreciate that, Don. I really do.
Why don't you tell your guides, to thank them. I mean, what a wonderful job, and for coming out and helping you today with this, and
they,
reading and everything. Just thank you, too. Wow.
And they thanking you over and over and over again, Don, because you're an incredible stepping stone for me, and BBS and all the folks at BBS.
I hope to be. I truly in my heart hope to be.
You really are, and I believe that this is just the beginning to what's to come. I believe it's going to really take off and get bigger and better for you.
I hope for not for me, for you, for the others, for all of us, for humanity. I just hope spirit totally takes it over.
It is. It's happening now, and that's
I really just want to leave that responsibility how they want it. Just take it out, guide me, instruct me, and we'll together, whatever needs to be will be, and I just want them to do. You know, I want to be in the highest service. I don't want to get in the way of anything.
You're doing that, Don. You're doing that, and the best is yet to come. It really is. And you're doing more than you can. You can't even imagine how much you're doing right now. What you're doing spiritually, and worldwide, and for everybody that's going to be involved. And stay strong and stay focused, and just keep moving forward. And you're going to do fantastic with it. You really are. You're a special human being. You come in to heal. You've been healing people for eons. Lifetime after lifetime, you have been involved in healing and teaching. And it's going to continue. And that's what this is all about now, what you're doing. It's a part of that.
It's
the sum total of what you have been doing through all your lives.
It's so wonderful, isn't
it? It is.
When you think that you could have spent your life and the lives helping others. Think about that. It's just...
Don,
I feel so blessed.
That's all. This is what this is all about.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do. I want to be a voice for the underdog, and I want to raise millions for sick children, veterans, mentally ill, whoever is in need, and whoever can use my voice and my energy. That's what I'm here for.
Yes, you're so wonderful. Jeez,
and I want to get worldwide and as big. I mean, and I don't even want to see the money. I wish I could raise $10 million for sick children right now. I would be willing to do it in a heartbeat.
Michael, if Spirit plans the things that I hope, there are a couple hopes that I have, and I hope they're aligned with Spirit. I truly do.
They are.
And if indeed, well, thank you. If they are, and Spirit sees to see this through, I would believe, and I think you know this, it's going to involve you.
I hope so, and
it's going to be involved in TV and media, and there are others on our network that are going to be involved in this way. If Spirit sees to do this, which I fully want to, if you know what I mean, and I believe that's what may be intended, but there are already people on our network. Since PBS has started, three people already have their own TV shows now.
Awesome.
A fourth has been on TV. Three of them now have their own TV show. Two of them have a couple shows.
Awesome.
We have another person that's negotiating with filmmakers on a show.
Awesome.
We have several others that are talking with filmmakers about shows.
Good.
I don't know what it is about PBS Radio that... maybe helping that.
It is helping.
And
you're healing.
Well, you know what I see? I see it as helping people get their message out, giving them that buzz, that strength, that stability in their lives to make their dreams come true.
Yeah.
And if it's something that is aligned with Spirit, that's to help humanity, then I'm behind it.
You.
And then
exactly.
It's just, I don't know, maybe it helps them.
Exactly.
I hope it does. It tickles me to death when I hear these people. I smile. I even say thank you to my own guides. I don't know why, but I assume like somebody just did a TV show and it looks like it's going to be picked up big time. They asked
Good.
My brother and I to be a part of it. The time we said no, we knew it would be a success, but we didn't feel we could add. At the given time, we knew it was going to be good. We didn't feel right because at the time we couldn't give them more than what they could give themselves.
Right.
And it became a success. And it's, it's going to become a success. It has all the earmarks. So it's interesting because...
Good. Good.
Changing lives and...
You know, you're never going to know. You're going to do so much good, you're never even going to know how much good you've done. That's how much good you're doing, and you're going to do. This is what I'm hearing. There's been healings that you were the root of, and you don't even realize it. That's how much of it you're doing, and what you initiated, and what you're manifesting just by being you and what you're doing and everybody that's working with you. You're all a bunch of healers, and you're never going to know how much good you have done. That's how much good you're going to do. And it's something to be very happy about and very proud of. And they do hear you saying thank you.
Well, I'm very, you know, lately I've gone through episodes where I've been quite emotional.
Yep.
And recently a lot of energies, you know, have been playing with me. And it gives me such a wonderful feeling. Like even now, I mean, you're telling me, I feel like just kind of going out and just crying because I'm so happy, you know.
I was feeling that when I connected to you. and this is what I was talking about. You're going to feel different spiritually and emotionally, and you're validating that, and it's happening naturally, and it's like the next stage of your development. So you're going to experience even more of it, because it is very emotional when you connect so deeply with spirit, and that's a sign that you're actually making progress when you do get emotional. Because it's so pure, and it's affecting you so deeply, so that's a good thing. And just continue doing what you're doing, man.
I will. And you continue what you're doing. You're so wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know why you do what you do, because even people like me, you help.
I love it.
Yeah, you help everything and everyone you touch.
I can do this 10 hours a day, Doug. 10 hours a day. You'd have to pull me away from the phone.
Oh, well, I've taken up so much of your time.
No problem. I enjoyed it.
My brother actually had one question I think he wanted to ask him.
Okay.
If you're up for it, he might have one question.
Yeah. That's Doug, right?
Doug, yeah.
Good.
He's relaying it to me. There's one thing on his mind.
What is it?
Anything?
What is it, Doug?
There's this person I met, and I just met her a couple days ago, and I don't know whether I should call.
You know, I knew you were going to ask me that.
Old question, but it's universal.
I knew you were going to ask me that. But, let's see.
Am I supposed to wait, or does it really matter?
Wow. You know, I'm feeling good about her. I feel like she's... I can understand why you're drawn to her. I feel excited about her. And not only that, it's her abilities and her intelligence. She's got like a complete package for you here. I almost want to say that is she a teacher or?
Probably not. But on the exciting part, you got her down.
Okay. Are you doing something with her, like studying or planning something or?
No, not at all. Hmm. Just met her one day, one night.
Well, Well, first of all, I would follow through on it.
But you like all. You know the rules of etiquette. Very simple question.
Yeah.
Do I give her like 3 days? Do I wait a week? Do I wait until she calls me?
I would wait 2 days and I would call her.
I think.
Now, you're going to find out, I do believe, that she is busy. And very involved. And not only that, I feel like spiritually she's talented too. So I think there's going to be an instant connection there. Okay? And I feel like you might even wind up doing something creatively with her too. Like something that you have in common and you want to do it together. So I do feel... I would call her. I would wait 2 days, call her, and take it from there.
Thank you.
I really would. I would take it from there because I think you're going to have a lot of common interests. And I would make that the focal point as you start to bond and communicate. I would look for things that you have in common because I think you're going to find a few things that you really have in common and it's going to be enjoyable.
Thank you.
And she, I feel that she's exciting and talented and does have, I feel like she's going to be pulled to the spiritual side, the metaphysical side of you.
Isn't that weird? She, yeah, when I first met her, I think that's what drew her in.
Really?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, she has a longing to, you know, pull that, if something calls her inside, you know, get more of an understanding for that. But
yeah, that's
what
I'm...
Talk much.
Yeah, she is definitely attracted to spirit metaphysics. There is something there with her. And I feel like I would make that the anchor, the icebreaker.
Yeah, yeah,
and
I had that notion too.
Yeah, definitely. And so go ahead and call her and enjoy it. And yeah, I would.
Wait 2 days from now, because I've already waited like 2 days.
I would wait. I'm here in two. I would wait 2 days and then call her. All right, Doug.
My questions are so simple. Not even universal.
They are. They are.
I love you, buddy.
I love you, too, bud. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell everybody I said hi, and I'll let you all go. Take care, and God bless. I'll see you Wednesday and Thursday.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program. And we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.